Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcast to catch the fish every single morning 162 times. With one run scored in the previous two ballgames, the Marlins face Nationals right-hander and Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer Thursday afternoon. Even with some big bats out of the lineup, the Marlins scored early and backed up its starter, Tom Kohler. To finish off the homestand, Glenn Geffner.
For the Marlins, the homestand ends much better than it began. The homestand started with three straight losses to the Braves. It ends, though, with a win against the Nationals. Marlins split a four-game series against the division leaders. Our final, Miami 5 and Washington 1. Tom Kohler faced Max Scherzer in this matinee finale, and Kohler got the first two men in the top of the first inning today, but then he ran into his longtime nemesis. He's a nemesis of many pitchers around the National League. With the bases empty, two down in the first, Kohler went after Bryce Harper.
Here's Harper, and here's the pitch, and he hits the first pitch high into the air, center field, Ozuna back, looking up, and it's gone. Bryce Harper, just about the hottest thing in baseball, has just hit his eighth home run of the season, driven in his major league leading 22nd run. It's 1-0 Washington.
And with that home run, at that point, Harper was 9-for-27 in his career against Tom Kohler with a double and six home runs. He had a three home run game against TK in May of last year in Washington. That home run gave the Nats the first inning lead. But the lead did not last long. Facing Max Scherzer, one of the best in the league, in the bottom of the first, Ichiro leading off with D. Gordon not starting today, began the day with a single for the Marlins. Martin Prado will fly ball to center for the first out, but then Christian Yelich off to a terrific start. He banged a double to left field. That put men at second and third with one out and brought Marcelo Ozuna to the plate.
Scherzer to the plate. And Ozuna crushes this ball. A high fly ball to left. Back over top of the visitor's bullpen into the seats. It is up, up and away for Marcelo Ozuna. His second home run of the year and a 3-1 Marlins first inning lead.
So Ichiro leading off in place of D. Gordon, got things started with a single. Ozuna hitting cleanup in place of Stanton, who got the day off today, with a three-run homer. And the Marlins are off and running against Scherzer in the first. That three-run home run by Marcelo Ozuna, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sense Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sense be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. After Justin Bour grounded out, Derek Dietrich worked a walk. Finally, Danny Echevarria grounded out, ending the first inning, but it was a 31-pitch first for Max Scherzer. He faced seven men, and after one, the Marlins had themselves a 3-1 lead. Wilson Ramos led off the second inning with an infield hit for the Nationals. Little did we know they would not have another hit in this ball game. Tom Kohler came back, retired the next three men in a row. Then in the bottom of the second, the Marlins continued their early offense against Scherzer, a leadoff hit from Jeff Mathis. Tom Kohler sacrificed him down to second base. A walk to Ichiro, then a wild pitch, and the Marlins had two men on for Martin Prado.
The pitch, and here's a line drive base hit out into left center. Home to score, Jeff Mathis. Digging for third, Ichiro. He'll make it standing. An RBI single for Martin Prado and a 4-1 Marlins second inning lead.
Kohler and Scherzer would both really settle down from that point on. In fact, Scherzer didn't allow another base runner until the fifth inning. He had set down seven straight before Ichiro let off the fifth with a single, his second hit in the ballgame. Ichiro to second base on a Prado single. Martin had two hits today. He's hit safely in all 13 games he started. Christian Yelich was out, or he actually reached on a fielder's choice. Prado will race at second base. Marlins had men at the corners with one out in the fifth inning. Marcelo Ozuna struck out for the second out. Scherzer trying to escape unscored upon, going up against Justin Bour.
Here's a line drive off the bat of Bour out into right center. Home to score is Ichiro. Coming to third as Yelich makes a big turn, and he'll scoot back to third base. It is an RBI double for Justin Bour into the gap in right center, and the Marlins have a 5-1 lead.
And that would pretty much be it in terms of offense on both sides. Scherzer done after five, allowed five runs on eight hits. He walked two, struck out three, served up the first inning home run to Marcelo Ozuna for Scherzer, 99 pitches, 64 strikes. Tom Kohler done after five. He allowed just the one run on the first inning home run by Harper, only the two hits, the Harper homer and the Ramos infield single leading off the second inning. He walked one, hit two, struck out five. For Kohler, 85 pitches, 49 strikes. The bullpen took it from there. Craig Breslow pitched a perfect sixth inning, including retiring two red-hot lefty hitters, Bryce Harper and Daniel Murphy. Kyle Bearclough, pitching for the fourth time in 5 days, pitched a 1-2-3 seventh inning, David Phelps perfect in the eighth. And up 5-1, A.J. Ramos came on for the ninth inning. He got Bryce Harper to ground to second. So Harper finishes the day 1-for-4 with the homer. Harper was just 3-for-14 in the series, but he hit a double, a couple of homers, and drove in 7 runs. That's as good a 3-for-14 as you're ever going to see. Daniel Murphy then fouled out the catcher, Mathis. He went 0-for-3 today, snapping a 12-game hitting streak. And the Nationals are down to their final out. Marlins pitchers had retired 14 in a row when Ramos faced Stephen Drew with 2 outs in the top of the ninth.
Here's a ground ball right side. Up with it at first base. Miguel Rojas takes it to the bag. A 1-2-3 inning here in the ninth for A.J. Ramos. The bullpen was perfect, working the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th. Breslow, Bearclaw, Phelps, and Ramos. And the Marlins winner is Tom Kohler, his first of the year. For the Marlins here today, their second home victory, and they gain a split in the 4-game series with the Nationals, and the final score is 5-1 Marlins.
A good way to hit the road. For the Marlins, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 6 men left on base. For the Nationals, a run on 2 hits, no errors. They leave 4. Kohler the winner, he's 1-2. Scherzer the loser, 2-1. Time of the game was 2 hours 38 minutes, and a crowd of 17,395 goes home happy. Marlins with the winner, 5-9, now 2-7 here at Marlins Park. The Nationals with the loss fall to 11-4. They had won 9 of their last 11 coming in.
Even Don Mattingly admits there's a long way to go, and though you can't win every single game, the wins are especially nice before you hit the road to go out west.
Hopefully it gives us a chance to at least build momentum. That if we can put one together, you know, starting tomorrow, you know, then you start to have a chance to build momentum, and you're not able to put any wins together. It always kind of keeps knocking you back. So hopefully this is a start of, you know, us playing well, going out and, you know, winning 3 series on the road, hopefully.
Those 7 games at Marlins Park, the easy part of this brutal early season stretch. 17 straight games with no scheduled off day. Tonight is off to play the San Francisco Giants, then to Los Angeles for the Dodgers, and to Milwaukee to play the Brewers before finally taking a day off and coming back home to Miami. This evening, 10:15 first pitch for those of us on the East Coast. Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO at 9:40.